نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are in the Mubarak month of Zulhijjah and the Mubarak days of Zulhijjah. Hence, in today's talk, inshallah, we will discuss Ziyaratul Haram al-Makki. When one goes for Umrah or Hajj, and we are in Makkah Mukarramah, there are certain things that we need to know, the history, the virtues, the background, so many important issues. So I will try and condense everything in this time of mine, that inshallah, the next time we go for Umrah and Hajj, then it will be much more meaningful for us, inshallah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Fihi ayatum bayinat. In the Haram Sharif, there are clear signs. Any person can witness it and see it. So let us start. Zamzam. When I was in Madrasa, and I'm sure of you also, Allah reward our teachers, most of them passed away when we were very, very young. So they tried their level best. So when we were in Madrasa, they would tell us, Zamzam means stop, stop. But today when we start, you know, studying the philology and the lexicons and so forth, Zamzam means al-ma'ul kathir, abundant water. Can you imagine till today millions and billions of liters every day? So much so in the Haram Sharif in Makkah, the Haram Sharif of Madinah Munawwara. That is the mercy of Almighty Allah. Second one, how did it start? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam leaves Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. Hajar, Hajra, both ways acceptable. And Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam is but the baby. And then he is feeling thirsty. She, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, goes up and down. In Islam, we don't have statues. In Islam, we imitate the actions of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Sahaba, the Awliyaullah. So therefore, when we make Safa, Marwa, Sa'i, lo and behold, we imitating Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu ta'ala. Now what happens? Again, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes, with his wing he strikes the earth, and lo and behold, that is the beginning of Bi'ir Zamzam, the well of Zamzam. And remember that till today, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, right till day of Qiyamah, Ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention you make, provided is a noble intention, you drink the zamzam water, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that water, see a lesson for us, the men especially. Take the zamzam water and make tadallu. What is tadallu? You take the water and you pour it over your head like this and you make dua while we pouring the water over the head. That is a sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the special terminology for that is called tadallu. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he was born in Gaza, Palestine. At the age of 2, his beloved mother, because father passed away, Muhammad bin Idris, rahimahullah, Idris passed away, rahimahullah. Mother brought him to Makkah Mukarramah. From young age, he's drinking zamzam every day. Which dua did he recite, my brothers? First dua, Ya Allah, grant me ilmun wafir, profound knowledge. He, when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his most celebrated student, was asked, Tell us who is a Shafi'i. He said, a Shafi'i ka shamsi li dunya. How the sun illuminates the world. Imam Shafi'i came, he illuminated the world with his knowledge. Barakat of Zamzam and mother's dua and parents' dua. Number two, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for the actions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Allah, make me a master Rami. You know, I also went to school and everything. That time people speak of Rami, it was something else. You know, cards and astaghfirullah. So remember, Rami means a master marksman with a bow and arrow. He states himself, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, that the barakat of the dua I made while drinking Zamzam water, 9 times out of 10, meaning 90% of the time, I would hit the target. And two duas he made, he saw in the world. Third dua, he said, Ya Allah, I'm drinking the Zamzam water. Ya Allah, grant me Jannatul Firdaus. So see, my brothers, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu drank water. What dua he made? He was given guarantee of Jannah. Ya Allah, on the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, don't let me feel thirsty, Ya Allah. So these type of duas they made. Come to Hajar-e-Aswad, black stone. So my brothers, where did it land? It came from Jannah, but where? Today where the palace is, that mountain is called Jabal Abi Qubais. It landed there, and then it was placed where we find it now. I don't know if any one of you had an opportunity. Allah make it such that one day you have a golden opportunity, and you can look carefully at the Hajar-e-Aswad. It's not one stone. It is 8 pearls there. It's broken into pieces. Now, how did all this happen? We need to know this. You see, my brothers, politics, lot of things happened. Now, in Makkah Mukarramah, there was a group of people, Karamita. They were a deviant group. It is the first day of Hajj. They came and they slaughtered the Ahlu Sunnah, our people, and so forth and so on. And remember, they stole the Hajar-e-Aswad. They took it to Bahrain and these places. For 22 years, there was no Hajar-e-Aswad. Naam Nishani Taknaita. So the ulama told the people, you go there where that opening is, never mind, you go and still touch there, kiss there, whatever you want to do. Then the politics changed, they managed to retrieve the stones of the Hajar-e-Aswad, and then they pieced it together, and then after 22 years it was there. So that is what you see, if you study it carefully and so forth. So that is second. Third one, hadith, you will find that in Tirmidhi Sharif, it was abiyad, it was, remember, white in color. But our sins, remember, made the color change as well. You know how many sins we commit and vices we commit. So that is Hajar-e-Aswad. The same Hajar-e-Aswad. You get chance to kiss it, Alhamdulillah. Because of the crowd, we can't kiss it. Tomorrow, day of justice, we made ishara, istilam. That Hajar-e-Aswad, lahu lisan, yantiku bihi. That Hajar-e-Aswad will bear testimony. This person kissed me and he had iman. So he, the Hajar-e-Aswad, will now intercede for us and give testimony in our favor. Brothers, this is one of the greatest distinction of Hajar-e-Aswad. You can take an oath. If you kiss there, you are kissing the same Hajar-e-Aswad which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his own shafatain mubarak, with his own mubarak lips, he touched, kissed it, so we with our sinful lips and bodies, we are kissing there. Imagine the honor Almighty Allah is granting us when we right there by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatu ummuhu. You perform 50 tawaf, one tawaf is 7 circuits. So remember that it is like you get so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. See, brothers, you listen to the radio. Non-Muslim phone, for what you'll go round and round the cube? So I say, my brother, you see, when your clothes are dirty, you take and put in a washing machine. It spins, it goes round, 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 it comes out white and clean. So the Muslim, he goes round, round, and he performs the 7 circuit, so we get pure and cleansed from our sins. See. The Muslim asks, But why we go 7 times? So Nabi Ibrahim, Khalilullah, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, after building the Kaaba Musharrafa, reconstructing, they went around, father and son, to see there's no defect. Allah Jalla Wala said, O Ummah, when you go, you also have to perform tawaf. 7 times, 7 circuits, and it's 1 tawaf. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obviously entrenched it as well. So that is why. But you want logical reason, miracle of Quran. Study Surah 76 right in the beginning. What Allah says, some of you are married. Husband, wife, meet. See, 1400 years ago plus. Allah is speaking of this. Inna khalaqanal insana min nutfatin amshaj. O insan, O masterpiece, you are in the most sacred place, the Haram Sharif here in Makkah. Think of your origin, how did you come into existence? It is the Qudrat, the power of Allah, but superficially our mother, father met, so that is the means. And then the semen entered. How did that semen flow? How did it go? It went anti-clockwise. When your origin was anti-clockwise, so you come to Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, here also you go anti-clockwise. Can you imagine the beauty, the glory? Therefore Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa ajaibuhu la tanqadi." The jewels of the Quran will never ever get finished. And the true ulama, wala yashbahu minul ulama. The ulama will always go further, further, probe into everything, and then bring it to the public and the masses. Then you go further on. The kiswa, the ghilaf. So we call it ghilaf, Arabs call it kiswa, same. So why is it black? So remember that we have Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Then you had the Umayyad dynasty. And then you had the Abbasid dynasty. So they ruled for over 500 years from Iraq. That was their official color for the Baytullah. Today, if you go, my brothers, I don't know if you've been there, but just for your information quickly, during the time of King Faisal, so they have, mashallah, Masna'ul Kiswa, it's called. The Kiswa factory. Mashallah, with Allah's help and mercy, we went there several times. They even gave us small piece and so forth. So the point I want to make here, brothers, is this. In those days, 60s, 70s, 80s, when we used to go, people used to go. So this was all hand done. It should take them almost 1 year, one hajj to the next hajj. It cost them more than 20 million Saudi riyals. All proper silk, genuine gold and all. Now a lot of it, 90% is done by machine and what have you. But next time you go, try and find out where is Masna'ul Kiswa. And next to Masna'ul Kiswa, you will find Mathaful Haramain al-Sharifain. You will find a wonderful museum on the outskirts of Makkah. And lo and behold, you will see the old Mizab-e Rahmat from where the water comes down. You will see the old door of the Kaaba Musharrafa. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, whose martyrdom took place in the year 73. The one pillar he used inside the Baytullah, that pillar. So before 73, obviously, because his martyrdom took place in 73. Before that, that pillar is the oldest item you will find in that museum there. So go and study. Iman taza ho jayega. Speaking of Abdullah ibn Zubair, radiallahu anhu, do we know who he is? Subhanallah. His mother is Sayyida Asma binti Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu. When she passed away, she was 100 years old. Sayyida Asma. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala an. Next week you're going to make qurbani and slaughter and that. Then you remove the skin. You know the height. He comes to his mother. Son coming to his mother. And this is their last discussion. O Ummi, O my beloved mother. You know the political scenario I'm going. And you know they are going to martyr me. A mother's iman, my mother's. What did Sayyida Asma say to a beloved son? You go and fight in the path of Allah. And then when they sacrifice you, they're going to martyr you. Inna shata la tata'allam ba'd al-insilakh. That after you slaughter the goat and sheep, and they remove that skin and hide, then if they even mutilate your body, you, my son, you will not feel any pain because you are the person whom Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam put His Lu'ab Mubarak, the first baby to be born in Medina Munawwara after Hijrah, was Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu to the Muhajireen. And first thing that entered was the Lu'ab, the saliva Mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the tahniq and all that was done. So imagine. Now when we go to Makkah today, the graveyard cemetery, I cry to our people when we go. Medina Munawwara, I will announce, and I tell them, brothers, we're going to Baqi, we'll get 40, 50 brothers, mashallah. Makkah, I tell them, we're going, you'll see. 3 brothers, 5 brothers. Did we forget Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha? Did we forget Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anha? If you go to Abdullah ibn Zubayr, his Qabr Mubarak is here. Next to him is his mother's grave. After 1 week, 2 weeks, very short period, she passed away after her son shamatted them. So how can we forget all these people sacrificed, my brothers? Think about that. We are in Makkah, it cost us, you go the taxi, 20, 30 riyals, and go and show our respect to our mother, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. How happy that she will be, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, innaha kanat wa kanat. She was unique, O Aisha radiallahu anha. She is the mother of my children. She brought iman on me when everybody was rejecting me. She gave her essence to me when nobody wanted to support me. Imagine. So what sacrifices they made. 25 years marriage. So remember all these incidents when we go. Let's carry on quickly. Then remember the kiswa I told you from the Abbasite dynasty time, it carried on like this. And I told you about the muthaf, about the museum, and about the Masnaul Kiswa, the kiswa factory. Then you go around, my brothers, Ghari Hira. If you know currently what's happening, now there's no crowd, hardly anybody there. They went to Ghari Hira, they cleaned everything up and so forth. So remember the exact spot where Habibuna sallallahu, we got some friends, you know, so they keep on sending us some info and so forth. So, mashallah, the exact place and spot where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the first surah, first 5 verses of Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi. So we can pinpoint that exactly. Imagine that we still have all this preserved. So one day when you go, inshallah, you climb up and the authorities allow, mashallah, and you can go read salat there and you know, make, Ya Allah, Jabal al-Nur. The Nur has spread through the whole world, South Africa. Yea, in this majma, how many huffaz there? It started in Ghari Hira, and I always say on radio, we are the only people who have memorized, you must remember our scripture. Study any other religion. The original scripture, everything is interpolated. So many additions, omissions. But where did it start? It started at Ghari Hira. Then you go to Ghari Thawr. Almighty Allah speaks of this in the Noble Quran. Surah 9 verse 40. We need to know all this, brothers. What Allah speaks in Surah 9 verse 40? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, are leaving Makkah. Tears in the eyes. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Kaaba. إِنَّكِ لَا حَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَيَّ. You are the most beloved city to me. لَوْلَا أَخْرَجُونِي. Had they not sent me in exile, مَا أَخْرَجْتُ. I should not leave you, O Makkah. So with a very heavy heart, 53 years in Makkah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. 3 nights are spent in Ghari Thawr before they enter. Ghar, small cave, narrow cave. You read Surah Kahf, broad cave. So remember the difference. So they enter, Sayyidina Abu Bakr says, no, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't enter now. He goes himself, he cleans the cave, Ghar Thawr. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find the details. And where there were crevices, he tore some portions of his clothing also, and he plugged it. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested. Sayyidina Abu Bakr saw 2 more opening crevices. He put one leg, the right leg on one, left leg. What happened there, Allah alone knows. Ulama got difference. But remember, this was a sacrifice. The tears were rolling down on the Mubarak countenance, face of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up. Ya Abu Bakrin, what's wrong? He relates the story. And he was so frightened in this sense, not for himself, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will happen? If the enemy just bend, they were able to see. Allah reveals the verse, إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Surah 9 verse 40. Oh Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your beloved companion, don't be sad, don't be worried. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah's special mercy, Allah's special help is with us. With us. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thani Athnain, the second of the two, is Huma fil ghar, when they were in the cave, the ghar Thawr. When they met up everything, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the great Sayyidina Umar, he told Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Ya Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the 3 nights you spent with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghari Thawr, give me 1 night. Give me 1 night. I, Umar, am prepared to give all my actions to you. See, what they had love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had ta'zeem. They were prepared to show every respect to the Master alayhi salam. Sometimes people say we can't go. So I said, Hamari be'adbi ki wajah se Allah Ta'ala ne is ni'mat ko bhi chheen liya. How much be'adbi we made right by Baytullah. We are making tawaf, suddenly we stop. Now the chef is making dua. Kali kali, not dua for the cameras, for the video. We by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of standing with respect and love in front of the master, the videos, the cameras, and somebody's phoning, Pakistan, may yahahu salam bejo Karachi se. So much noise in this. Imagine. Right by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sometimes, cry to Allah, my brothers, sisters, listeners, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'mati. Ya Allah, I seek your protection, that you snatch away these bounties away from us. We got your virus and problems, so what you say? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. All these are authentic ahadith in Sunan Nasai. Let's carry on with Makkah. Now my brothers, that when you go further, mashallah, there in Makkah, you will find the Maqbara. I told you that Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha is buried there. I told you Abdullah ibn Zubair is buried there. I told you about Sayyidah Asma. There are thousands of Sahabas who are buried there. So we should try and ensure we go to the Maqbara at least once, to the graveyard. And we make dua for the Sahaba who are buried there, for the Awliyaullah who are buried there. And then ask ourselves, did we ever make dua? I want to be buried in Haramain Sharifain. Today when we make dua, Hajj time, Umrah time, they push us forward, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, Hajj kabul farma, everybody loudly ameen. Ya Allah, hamare Umrah ko kabul farma, loudly ameen. Ya Allah, ziyarat Madina Munawwara kabul farma, loud. Ya Allah, Madina ke maut naseeb farma, silent. I ask them, brothers say, the dollars are still tickling us here. The riyas are full. I ask Allah, who tell you what happened? They say, shopping is still left. How we can say Ameen? You see. So how do we may go for Hajj and Umrah like this, brothers? So think properly. Dil se, I conclude with this. Open Bukhari Sharif. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to make dua, speak of Medina tonight in Avondale, inshallah. So, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Grant me martyrdom, Ya Allah, in your path, and let me pass away in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I thank our Imam Hafiz Uwais, Hafizahullah. We thank the entire Sufi family, all the trustees. I thank our Hafiz Hussein Wadi, mashallah, the coordinator, the capital group, and our engineer Dawood Monli, and all of you. May Almighty Allah, during this Mubarak days, accept the ibadat we are doing, make our khatima on iman, and make special dua. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid throughout the world. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.